This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Awesome. That Jewish teenager selected for professional football league, but then was promptly targeted with anti-Semitic abuse. We saw this in the Jewish Telegraphic Agency report this morning as well. What just tell us about the story.
So, yes, it should be a positive story, and it begins as one, and sadly then just goes south after that. Australian football rules is one of the four football codes in this country. Essentially, it's played on a cricket field, so 18 players per side on the field at any one time, and it's played right around the country with a centre in Melbourne. There are 18 teams in the competition. And essentially, it's an aerial game. It's all about kicking skills as opposed to tries, which we have in rugby and league. So Harry Sheasel is a young man. He's 18 years old. He's from Melbourne. And he just completed his matric at Mount Scopus College 2 weeks ago. And can you hear me?
Yeah, you know, we are hearing you. There was a little bit of interference a bit earlier, but it seems to be much clearer now. So absolutely, we can hear you.
Oh, good. So Harry Sheasel, 18, just done his matric at Mount Scopus College. And last night, he was selected by North Melbourne, which is one of the teams in the national competition. So to become a professional Aussie Rules, as we call it, Aussie Rules player. And that's fantastic news. Where it becomes bad news is that just a couple of days ago, The Age, which is one of Melbourne's national daily newspapers, wrote a great piece about him to say that he will be the first Jewish player at the professional level this century, in other words, over 20 years, and a really lovely, positive story about young Harry. Unfortunately, within minutes of the story appearing, appalling anti-Semitic abuse went online on the Age story, on the story which the newspaper published. And I'll just give one of the examples just to give listeners a sense of the appalling comments. One was, will he have enough gas in the tank,
for example.
And
well, other, that's mature.
Equally just appalling, and I don't expect him to be buying the drinks after the game. And it
wow.
gets worse. Shocking stuff. So the good news is that the newspaper itself has apologized for because it posted the story on the eve of an election which they just had in that state of Victoria. And so the focus was on the election, and they didn't monitor these appalling posts, which normally they do, and you know, immediately block them or delete them, whatever the correct term is. The league itself, the Australian Football League, has also apologized, has said that, you know, that this is deplorable and acceptable. We stand with Harry, with his family, etc., etc. And obviously the Jewish community has come out, leadership has come out condemning it, etc. So great story in terms of, you know,
achievement
on sporting, and just sadly just tarnished by these, you know, sick individuals out there who take some.
Is this becoming more frequent? I mean, I know we talk about it, but we talk about Jewish events in Australia, and I'm often, I sometimes worry that, obviously because these are the types of things that are relevant to this conversation, but it definitely does seem like this is becoming more frequent in terms of a concern in Australia.
You're not wrong there, Howard. It actually does. And in recent times, weeks, months, there has been an upsurge in these sorts of events. And, you know, one has to question why. What is causing it? What is allowing it? And it's, I mean, the right thing, in quotes, happens every time in terms of authorities, and I'm talking about from outside of the Jewish community, are quick to condemn it and to shine a light on it, etc., etc. At the same time, though, there is more and more of this sort of stuff, and we do see, and this is not confined to Australia, where we do see extreme upsurge in extreme right-wing / neo-Nazi people who subscribe to neo-Nazi views or words or slurs, etc., getting more and more traction. And also last week there was some issue between politicians where one used a Nazi reference. It's just too common, too easy, and just, as you say, just happening, you know, far too often. I mean, one case obviously is one case too many.
Israel and Palestinian nurses to train together, courtesy of Australian Project. Tell me about that.
So we've spoken about it before, Project Rosanna, which is a great project which was founded by an inspirational businessman in Melbourne named Ron Finkel, and he founded Project Rosanna 10 years ago, and he named it Rosanna in honor of a young Palestinian girl whose life was saved by a team of Arab and Jewish medical professionals at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And it now has branches in the US and Canada, UK, Germany, and obviously Israel itself. And now, just in recent days, a USAID, which is a US NGO, has just donated $2.35 million US to Project Rosanna and the funds to establish Palestinian-Israeli nursing hub over four Palestinian hospitals and four Israeli hospitals with cross-border pollination cooperation. So to train Palestinian and Israeli nurses together. And so it's a positive story, and you know, and the whole rationale of Project Rosanna is peace building through people-to-people projects and in the medical space. So it's a great positive project, positive initiative, and this is just gives it further,
amazing. It really is a great story. And finally, Mark Regev, is in Australia, Naftali Bennett to follow.
Yes, so just quickly, so Mark Regev, who and listeners will remember, was Bibi's excellent spokesperson when Bibi was prime minister second time around, and then went on to become Israel's ambassador to the United Kingdom, and he's now chair of the Abba Eban Institute at Reichman University. Mark Regev is a former Australian. And we mentioned Mount Scopus College, where the young Aussie rules player has just graduated from. Mark Regev also went to Mount Scopus College in Melbourne. So he's just been here in Australia in the last few days to take part in a strategic dialogue with Australian politicians, journalists, and governments. And in the very near future, Naftali Bennett, former prime minister, will be out here as the keynote speaker for what we here call UIA, which I believe South Africa calls the IUA.
Mm.
So, yeah, Australia is not too far for these visitors.
Absolutely awesome. And that's where we leave it. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Vic Aladef with the Australia Report.